You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. Jerry's out in the newsroom. He's prepping voraciously for his program with Mr. Boomer Esiason. So I've got CeeLo with me today. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning. Voraciously. That's
voraciously. Wow. Yeah, he's out there typing. I just heard the sports update, 5 o'clock, where I believe the guy did the weather at the end, and he goes, sunny right now in New York City.
Optimistic.
Now, I'm indoors, but there is no way the sun is up at 5:02.
That's correct. Maybe he meant there's sun on the way today. I think it's supposed to be sunny today.
Fair enough.
By the way, what does voracious mean?
Like, really attacking it with vigor.
Mm.
I believe.
I don't think so.
Like, voracious? Like, if I said that Jerry is preparing voraciously in the newsroom, I picture a guy who's, like, scrolling, typing. He's, like, really thinking, like, what is my take on this? And he's continuing to type and continuing to Google.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Eddie.
I was clarifying on the spelling, because there's also a voracious, V-E-R-A, about telling the truth. You were going for the V-O-R-A.
Voracious.
All right. Very good. I called you out.
And Eddie,
I was wrong, and you were right.
Eddie nailed it.
There you go.
So I see the Mets have gotten this J.D. Martinez fellow.
Yes.
You know, it's so funny now, like, looking at the deals, expecting to see, like, enormous numbers. So when you see a guy getting $12 million a year, you go, oh, what a bargain.
Not only that, but 7.5 of it is deferred down the road 10 years, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never do a deferred deal. Like, give me my money now. What if the economy collapses and you go away and there's no money?
I don't disagree. I don't know how it happens, how teams convince agents and players to go along with it, how they get away with it. I don't know.
Like, I'd be like, you know how we talked about yesterday, the Ohtani stuff, even, you know, when he signed his deal, it was he was deferring so much of the money.
Yeah.
In my head, I'd be like, what if baseball just goes away? Then I got no money.
Sorry, Eddie's in my ear already. He's cracking me up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What does if it interrupts the program?
No, that's all right. You made your point.
Got to be hilarious.
You made your point.
I'm just saying, like I don't trust that baseball's not going to collapse in on itself at some point.
Yeah.
I would want my money now.
But I'd imagine.
Give me my money.
I could be. This is an ignorant response. I don't know if this is true or not. But, like, okay, fine. Baseball collapses. Team collapse. Like, that's got to be covered somewhere, no? Mm. Insured somehow? Or
yeah, but now all of a sudden I'm in lawsuits.
Held in escrow, or I don't know how all that works.
Yeah.
I don't know, Al.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I also don't like how they're allowed to just manipulate stuff, where it's like, he's $12 million, but it's only going to count $3 towards the salary cap.
Luxury. There is no salary cap in baseball.
Oh, luxury tax.
Luxury tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why the Mets ultimately, the price point came down enough, and the deferment agreement helps them from a luxury tax standpoint. It's the only reason I think that this deal was finally consummated, as they say.
Do you think there's one person in the Mets or a room full of people that have all these figures that go, okay, this guy we're going to do $12 million, but we're gonna give him $3 now, and we're going to give him $3
and a
day.
A ham sandwich.
Yeah, we're going to give him $3 a day until he turns 104. Like, is there just all day long people working numbers?
I don't know about all day long in a room full of people,
yeah,
but is it just David Stearns? No, I'd imagine that there's multiple people that are in on that.
Yeah, I would think so.
And obviously they've got to get approval from Steve Cohen at the end.
Yeah, it gets so complicated. That's why I guess like ultimately you don't care. You just go, oh, okay, we got J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, and this was great, by the way. So 8:10 last night. Yeah. I have a lot of the – I have the CBS Sports app. I've got The Athletic. I've got ESPN. I've got the Score app as well. So the notifications just come in all day long.
You're a push notification.
Yeah, and I put them – I don't have them on the main screen. They're like you got to swipe down to get to them. But I will check on them, you know, throughout the course of the day or the night. And it's an overwhelming amount, especially on a day like yesterday when you've got the tournament going on, all the hockey locals are in action, Knicks, spring training games. So 8:10 comes in this notification. I think this was from the Score. J.D. Martinez declines offers. Slugger reportedly felt proposals from Mets and Angels were too low. 8:10. 8:23. Mets add J.D. Martinez. What are we doing? 13 minutes?
Yeah, in 13 minutes they got it. Figure it out.
And I didn't look to see if this was true or not, but I guess the word started to leak out because JD replied to a Frank the Tank Instagram post with an apple and an eye emoji or something. And that's what tipped people. I don't know if that was the first sign that this was going down, but that was a thing that happened last night.
So when John Heyman goes on Twitter and gives credit, does he have to credit Frank the Tank?
No, because Frank the Tank, it was just a post. He's got to credit JD Martinez.
On Frank the Tank's post, though.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it wasn't definitive. It didn't say, hey, I've agreed to a one-year, $12 million deal with $7.5 million deferred 10 years.
And I love when Twitter being Twitter. So Sean Marash, your friend and our friend here in the afternoons.
Yes, yes.
Was tweeting 8 hours ago. He tweeted about the Ranger game. It was a Rangers, what was it, Rangers-Bruins?
Correct.
And a guy responded to him, the Mets just got JD and you're posting this?
Yeah, I mean look, go ahead, Al. You're defending hockey. I know you want to
defend
it.
Like,
I know you are, but you're about to technically defend hockey.
Marash responded, I should stop watching the Rangers because the Mets signed a 37-year-old DH to a 1-year deal.
It'd be 37 in August.
All right, so he'll be 37 this year.
Yes. Yeah, no, I don't understand that take.
It's like when people say,
not Marash, the person who replied to it.
Like, I'll tweet something during the show. They'll be like, shouldn't you be working?
Yeah.
Okay, this took 4 seconds to think and type out.
It's silly. And we do have commercial breaks around here as well, believe it or not, if you weren't familiar.
Plus, it's part of the creative process, man.
Yeah.
If I think about something to tweet about a urinal in the middle of the show, I'm going to tweet it.
Right, and because you might forget if you don't do it right in that moment.
And then what happens?
You in the urinals.
The world doesn't get my
urinal
take.
Evan was talking potty again yesterday, man.
Yeah. The Evan Beard is still, I mean, the fact that we're still doing that.
It's almost over. I think he's just got a couple days left.
I was not for Evan getting to cave on his bet that he made. But at this point,
it's almost done. Whatever agreement they have, I don't know how many days he has left, but it's coming to a close. Maybe till opening day? I'm not sure.
Let's do this agreement for all radio hosts around the country. No more dumb bets.
No more.
If you do dumb bets, they pay off quickly. No 3 weeks of dying beards.
Okay. We need a statute of limitations.
Yeah, come on.
Got it. There's
move
an expiration.
Right.
Let's move it along.
Dress as a clown and a gold dust wrestler. Get it over with one day.
Right. Let's move it along.
Yeah,
Al doesn't
too
like
much.
The length of the shows, so he's certainly not down with bits and bets being paid off over the course of weeks and months.
Correct.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Would you rather be a DH or would you rather be able to play the field as well?
Me, personally, definitely the field, because I was always, a better defender than a hitter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Plus, I think it gives you a shot of, like, if you go 0-4 and you're DH, You gave us nothing. In fact, you hurt us. You hurt us, right? But if
net
you can,
negative.
Yeah, if it is a net negative. If you can make a play in the field that night, no question. You're like, okay, I fixed this.
But you got to be the guy who doesn't take your 0-for-4 at the play down into the field, because then you can double down on having a rough night and you cost the team twofold.
Right.
That's the guy you can't have.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like a pitcher, too. It's like if you're just a pitcher and you have a like a Yamamoto-type day yesterday.
Jeez.
At least if you had a stick in your hand, at some point you could maybe like help your own cause.
Think he went up to Ohtani after the game and said thank you? You missed the point.
Because Ohtani was also the bigger news?
Correct.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
I used to like in highlight packages when a pitcher would hit and they'd get a like an RBI single, they'd go, helping his own cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. You don't get that anymore now.
Put on the jacket at first base to run the bases.
You don't get a helping your own
nope.
cause.
It's over.
In baseball anymore.
Just Ohtani.
Right. He helps his own cause.
Mm-hmm.
But he's listed
when he
as,
actually pitches.
But he's listed as DH. Right?
Right, but I'm saying on the days when he pitches and he hits as well, he's helping his own cause.
I suppose you could still get a helping his own cause in the field. Like if a pitcher steals line drive over the head, boom, snags it, helping his own cause.
Makes a great defensive play.
Yeah.
Something that always bothered me, and I'm pretty sure this is the case. I should know 100%. You know how like sometimes there's an error, it's not charged as an earned run?
Yes.
So if the pitcher makes an error.
And it's not charged as an earned run.
Right, and I get it. Right. Like it's not because of his pitching, it's because of his fielding, but it's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an interesting little loophole.
Yeah, it is a loophole.
Yeah.
There's a few baseball loopholes.
A few. It's a long,
somebody sent me this,
list.
And I want to see when this occurred. It was Mets-Tigers. When did the Mets play the Tigers?
Are we talking last season or
no,
ever?
No, this like
oh,
in...
This was yesterday with Lindor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This was yesterday.
Yeah.
So Lindor was playing his position at shortstop, and there was a stolen base situation.
Stolen base spot.
And the catcher threw down to Lindor. Lindor,
yesterday.
Easy tag out. But he's called safe because
immediately.
They call Lindor obstructing second base.
It's a new rule. Yeah, it's awful.
That's
hopefully one of these things that they're like overemphasizing in spring training, and then they'll kind of relax it a little bit in the regular season. Because I saw the replay. I saw the live real time. I saw the replay from multiple angles. It's like, come on, man, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's stupid. Did he have his like leg?
Part of his foot was covering up some of the base, but not. It wasn't like he had the leg bent down and there was nowhere for the guy to slide into.
Yeah.
So that, from that standpoint, it was like it's a little much. It was a little tough to take.
Did you like when baseball had the in the neighborhood player? Or are you glad they got rid of that?
I didn't. It didn't bother me that much. Just some guys got a little egregious with it. That was like. It was just like, I think it got to a point where guys were taking too much advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never liked that because you can't look at like first base and home plate with a microscope as to whether the tag was there and then let second base just be wherever in the ballpark.
Well, at home, it's an actual tag play. First base, it's a force play unless you're talking about doubling somebody off. But yeah, I know you're the first baseman. You got to stretch and make contact with the bag. Like,
yeah.
I get that. With the double play in the neighborhood, it was sort of like all in the process of making that turn. Usually you're talking about the shortstop coming, receiving from either the first baseman or the second baseman, then quote unquote dragging his foot around the back part of the base. But I think what led into that happening is guys are trying to clear the bag to get out of the way of the runner coming in to take them out. So you want to kind of get wide around second base so that you clear a path to make your throw and don't get your legs taken out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a call this year because and it may just be an optical illusion situation based on the camera angles of what I'm seeing, but I see it with Pete Alonso more than anybody else playing first base. On a casual run-of-the-mill shot to short, easy throw to first, the stepping off the bag in the process of catching the ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not catching the ball and then stepping.
Right. So it's like all in one motion?
It's all in one motion. Like, I'm going to catch this ball, casually walk off the field, and I'm waiting for... I would pull a Billy Martin, George Brett, Pine Tar thing. I'd be like, let's take a look at that.
Yeah. The foot came off before he caught the ball.
Mm.
A little too casual, a little too smooth there for my liking.
Very casual.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just a weird angle I'm seeing with Pete Alonso or what, but I'm telling you, I would lay in the weeds. That Billy Martin, he laid in the weeds for a long time on that George Brett pine tar. And just he was just like, wait
sitting on that.
Sitting on that for a long time.
A key spot.
Mm-hmm. Wait till this guy hits a home run, and then I'll be like, check the pine tar
Let's
situation
have a look at
out.
That, shall we?
Oh, that was tremendous. And I loved George Brett back then, and I hated the Yankees.
And we loved George Brett.
But that was
the
Royals. That was a great move.
Of course.
Absolutely great move.
Fun.
By the way, Shohei Ohtani dodged the media after the game yesterday.
That. Yeah,
right? He just whoosh.
Dodgers PR was camped out at his locker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would have said.
I saved the tweet from the gal. Everyone was pushing this or putting this around. Dodgers PR guarded, guarded Ohtani's locker as he changed, then told reporters he would not be speaking. When reporters surrounded his locker asking if he had a second anyway, he walked by and out of the clubhouse saying what the Japanese reporters translated as, quote, have a good night.
Mm.
So
I saw Howie Rose comment on Twitter about this. Howie Rose said the New York media would never stand for this.
That's right.
What are you going to do about it?
Grab
his mouth and move it.
Well, he did
make
he made that point. I don't have it here. I don't have the exact
wording. Howie Rose thing.
Yeah, but it was essentially like,
you know what I would have done if I was Ohtani? I would have grabbed a Sharpie marker and a white paper, and I would have held up a paper that said, "They fired my interpreter. I can't talk to you people. See you tomorrow."
So. Where did he say?
I know this
Howie
much.
Rose. The New York media, whatever you think of them, and then you put us in parentheses, which was clever, would not stand for this. How that might manifest, I don't know.
Yeah.
But before long, the demand for accountability would be met, regardless of whatever answers might or might not be offered.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, they would ask the questions, and if Ohtani wanted to pass or kick the can down the road, that's on him. But we're going to get to him. We're going to ask our questions. We're going to be heard. And then the rest is up to him and the team.
He already has a new interpreter, I'm told. Which doesn't
is
feel
it
right.
His own or someone else that was...
Not sure.
Because Yamamoto's there. Do you have his... Maybe he's just using Barnard.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I
don't remember there being an open interview process.
Oh, God. Okay.
Didn't seem fair.
Okay.
CeeLo, when we come back, I've got a couple of NCAA notes.
Mm-hmm. It was day one, full day. First full day.
Yeah, and then I've got media notes, which I love.
Wow.
I've got media notes. Then I've got a note on a commercial that's running on the stream that a number of people have alerted me to, which I would like
to. If it's on the stream, it must be running quite a bit.
Yes, on stream, it's on podcasting, that sort of thing.
All right.
By the way, if you're ever... if you ever miss this part of the... That's fine, Eddie. I like that music.
Getting started earlier?
Wow.
Isn't that the show open?
Oh, that was the show open.
It's only been the show open for how many years now?
Number of years. By the way, if you ever missed this, if you're just tuning in now, and you're like, what did Alan CeeLo talk about for 15 minutes that was probably high-quality stuff?
Yeah.
You could always go back on the Odyssey app, rewind that bad boy. Or it's also on the podcast, the Alan Jerry postgame
tacked
podcast.
Tacked on after the postgame.
We tacked that right on. Tack it right on.